Hello, a blessed and refreshing day to you, my dearly beloved. I welcome you to Arise Devotional for today, Saturday, the 27th day of February 2021, on the platform of the Builders Forum. My name is Abraham Olufemi Ujemi. We give glory to God for the journey since Monday and for bringing us to the conclusion of our Arise Devotional series for this week, with the topic Contending with the Issues of Life. It has been a glorious journey as we explore the scriptures on how to contend with the issues of life. As our practice is, we are concluding today with gratitude. You cannot contend with what life throws at you except you understand gratitude. For us believers, gratefulness is not only for supposedly palatable things when it comes to God. You must be grateful for everything when God is involved. Why? It is a commandment, period. If you're a believer, your first responsibility is to believe the word of God and do them. This is the commandment of God when it comes to gratitude and thanksgiving. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, I read, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." End of quote. The Bible commands that we give thanks, not just for things, but right inside every situation, no matter how they turn out. It says we must do that because that is the will of God by reason of what Jesus did on the cross. I want us to read this version of scripture from some other translations and versions of the Bible. I read the Contemporary English Version. "Whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do." End of quote. Our thanksgiving is not as a result of what happens. Nothing is permitted to tamper with your thanksgiving. I read another version, the English Standard Version. I read, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." End of quote. Circumstances are some of the things the devil uses to discourage believers, telling you some are good and some are bad. But the Bible says thanksgiving is for all circumstances. So look at that situation in the face and thank God for it. Abraham used thanksgiving to contend with his sojourn of 25 years of childlessness. That is the report in Romans chapter 4, verse 20. I read, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." End of quote. What about David as he traversed the road to the throne to become king? In Psalm chapter 34, verse 1, I read, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." End of quote. He made that statement at one of the most critical situations of his life. What am I saying this morning? Thanksgiving must become an attitude and lifestyle. Our attitude in the midst of the issues of life is an expression of our perspective of God. This is where gratitude becomes very vital in contending with the issues of life. When you are thanking God, you are giving credence to the fact that God is ever faithful, reliable, and eternally dependable. My friend, it's a new dawn for you. My God will show forth his glory in your life. Begin to provoke it with thanksgiving today. Would you allow me to pray with you? As you praise him in the closing hours of this month, may he raise you to higher heights. Thanksgiving is the perfecter of destiny. As you praise him, he will perfect all that concern you. I decree and declare that the remaining hours in the month of February 2021 will be a season of restoration for you. You will have something to show that you serve the living God. There is no circumstances of life that will ever make you to be cast down again forever. Congratulations. Your time for a turnaround has finally come. Your day is blessed. Amen and amen. Peace.